Welcome back to the pregame show. Before tonight's Quad A boys basketball game of the week, we talk now with Gateway head coach Darren Freeman. Coach, you're in your first year as the head coach of the Gators. How do you feel things have gone for you and the team so far in year one?
So far, I've been very happy with it. I think, we've started to turn a corner to play kind of what I've been telling them, how I exactly want them to play smart, hard basketball, moving the ball more on offense, trusting each other on defense, being happy for each other's success. I think that's kind of one of the tough things of going into a new program is, we spent 3 months teaching everything and really working with the kids. And then everybody kind of wanted to show what they could do because they worked so hard. And, that led to some wins, but also some losses, which, were tough losses early on, mostly non-section. But a couple in section two at the end of the first half of the season where we played a little bit too selfishly. Since we had our loss at McKeesport a couple weeks ago, I thought we've moved the ball better. We've defended harder. I think the kids have come to play. I said basically it's a fresh slate. We were 4-2 in the section the first half. Said it's a fresh slate. Let's do our best to try to run the table in the second half of it. And so far we've started, and we have another tough matchup tonight. And the one thing I say about our section, I said it before, there's not an easy game. So we have to be ready to go for every one.
And looking at some of the individuals on your team, senior Daylon Harris, a player who was nicked up earlier in the year with an ankle injury. Now, how's he been and what makes him so good?
Daylon's really become more of a complete player. Defending hard, gets big rebounds. Offensively, he's a great scorer. He's a finisher, but he's also making some really good passes, and he's facilitating as well. It's not the ball doesn't stop every time it goes to him. And that was early on. I think he was really focused on carrying the team and trying to be the scorer, and sometimes it would lead to some bad shots. He's figured that out. He's become, in my mind, basically a Division I, a prospect that Division I should take a good look at, and I think he can do well there. I think that was the biggest thing, is him kind of getting accustomed to, yes, being a top player on the team, but also making sure that the team's a victorious team and successful team.
Freshman phenom John Paul Kromka follows a long line of Kromkas now to have played for the Gateway Gators. How bright of a future does he have?
The word I use with him all the time is special. I coached college for a long time. I coached the NBA. You see special players. He's a special player. I'm not saying he's definitely going to go to whatever level, but you can see things, whether it's offensively, defensively, smart plays. We played Montour on Sunday night. We're up double digits the entire game. They went on a string where they hit basically 5 threes in a row and cut it from, a 16-point game to a 3-point game with their ball with a minute to go. And, John Paul was guarding the ball, was smart enough to realize that once his man put the ball on the floor, he wasn't going to pull up and shoot. He was basically a 6'6", 6'7", big guy who was going to the basket hard. John Paul took a step off of him, took a charge, biggest play of the game. We got the ball back. He caught it. They fouled him. He made 2 free throws, came back the other way, blocked a shot, back the other way, put back in one. He just does – he's smart. He comes to play. He's not intimidated by the situation, by the fact that he's a freshman. From what we count, he's definitely leading the Whipple in shot blocking. He blocks close to double digit shots every game. He gets double digit rebounds every game. Basically, double digit points every game. And he just is getting better. And this kid works. Like, as soon as school's over, he is in the gym, and he has a full sweat by the time practice starts, and of course then he goes home and he works on his grades, and he's got above a 4.0, so he's a worker.
Now, you mentioned that there's never a night off in the section. Tonight you're at Franklin Regional, a team that's been playing very well as of late, nearly beat McKeesport on the road. What's your take on tonight's matchup at Franklin Regional?
Every section game's tough, and every road game's tough. We've seen that. It's hard to win a game on the road. You have to really, really execute. Todd Summers, one of the better players in the Whipple. He could shoot it, rebound it, strong, takes to the hoop, smart player. Then they have got a lot of young guys who are playing really well. Leopold's a great shooter. He made some threes against us. So they're tough, and we can't take anybody lightly. Again, they've been playing better. I've watched their last few games on film, and yeah, they're executing a little bit better. They're making some shots, making some plays. So it should be an interesting game.
Skateway head coach Darren Freeman, thanks for your time. Good luck to you and your team tonight.
Yeah, thank you very much.